All right, we are in BPOS world again today with Ron Markasich.
That's right.
All right. Talk to us about what you do, who you are.
So I'm the corporate vice president of Microsoft Online. So I drive our Microsoft Online business, which are cloud services that we provide to our commercial, public sector, educational customers around the world. We have users everywhere in the world. The main suite that we have that we're going to talk about today is called BPOS, or Business Productivity Online Suite, which is our messaging, calendaring, communications, collaboration capabilities that we provide to some of the best-known, largest companies in the world, as well as the thousands of very small organizations and companies worldwide.
Excellent. And to be clear, I mean, this sort of removes the need of large companies to manage their own infrastructure for, say, email.
Right,
calendar,
right. The services we provide are end-to-end. We take over everything for the customer, anything around upgrades to new software, any hardware, any operations. It is a service that people can just subscribe to and get over the internet, and we can provision you the day you order the service.
Excellent. And so, to be clear, I mean, we're kind of all over the place in terms of the cloud, right? We have Windows Azure, which is sort of a different model, but it's still... You know, one could imagine building something like this on Windows Azure. Then we have the stuff that you guys do. How's it working? How are customers? I mean, it's one thing to say that, hey, we take all of the brunt from you. We'll do all the sweat and hard work and stuff. But how's that working? What's it like?
Well, first of all, Microsoft's the leading cloud company in the world. It's a little known fact. We haven't done the advertising and marketing that a lot of other organizations have done, because we focus our investments in engineering and in building on infrastructure. A lot of others tend to focus a lot more on the marketing side. But if you look, I say we're the leading cloud company in the world because we have the biggest name companies as customers that are running their entire companies on our cloud services day in, day out for mission-critical applications like email and collaboration, communications. We have literally hundreds of millions of users using our cloud services across consumers and businesses today. So we are the leading cloud company in the world. It often gets overshadowed because we have a huge business around Windows and Office. But make no mistake, the cloud is the future of Microsoft. Okay. And what we're doing with Microsoft Online and BPOS is we're providing companies cloud services for the last... Actually, 5 years is our first enterprise customer that we signed up to our cloud services. And they love it. It's been going great. They've been transitioning and transforming their organizations through our cloud services. We have a lot of customers that have moved from Notes, coming from IBM. It's a way for them to tap into the leader in communication collaboration capabilities and do it in a way that's a lot less expensive and a lot cheaper than building the skills and buying the hardware and doing all that themselves. Give you one example, GlaxoSmithKline. They have over 110,000 users worldwide. Coming from Notes to Microsoft Online, using it to do more collaboration not only internally but with also partners outside of their organization, and taking their organization into the 21st century in terms of the tools and capabilities they provide globally to their users.
Excellent. I mean, you know, sometimes it's kind of hard to fathom, but in some sense, we are basically taking over. When you think about the sheer volume and the amount of work required to actually manage the cloud, we're the ones managing the cloud. We have to have people that keep these machines up. We have to do all the updates, upgrades, understand how to communicate between different types of applications. What's that like? I mean, is it smooth? I mean, what keeps you up at night, man?
Well, first of all, it's all about the software. And that's what Microsoft has done since the beginning of Microsoft, is software. You know, a lot of people talk about the cloud being, you know, those big data centers and big hardware. But what powers the cloud is software. And when you're making a bet on who's going to lead the cloud in the future, it's going to be who writes the best software.
Okay.
And that's what we've always done from the beginning of Microsoft. And so... From my perspective, what I do day in and day out is I focus on the service delivery, the operations, the go-to-market, and there's thousands of people across this company writing software to run in the cloud that I rely on. And it runs very smoothly, and I sleep very well. We have you know, customers, I mentioned GlaxoSmithKline, Coca-Cola Enterprises, Aviva Insurance, McDonald's. Wow. You know, we have very large, I could go on and on with our customer list. Some of the largest customers in the world. We actually have the top brands in the world as customers. But we don't have the big issues. Things run very smoothly. And that's because of the software. That's because we're running on software that's not new. It was built for these scenarios or these complex requirements that these large customers have, these complex requirements that small customers have, but it runs extremely well and it's been tested, and so I can sleep well at night. And this is a way for users really take advantage of that powerful collaboration software in a way that was very much more expensive in the past. This is a way they can get it much less expensively with much less friction.
Excellent. So now, I mean, what's your history? I mean, you're a corporate vice president. It's pretty high in the food chain. How'd you get here? What's your past? What's your experience?
So I went to University of Notre Dame, graduated from there, and started with a company called Anderson Consulting, who's now Accenture, in Chicago. Worked there, and in 1995, I came out to Microsoft as part of Anderson Consulting to work at Microsoft as a client. And the minute I came here, I knew I was going to be an employee at Microsoft. The energy, the passion, the people, the environment was just tremendous. Never have seen a better organization to work. And I worked many through my years at Anderson Consulting. And so I, shortly after coming here with Microsoft as my client, I took a job at Microsoft in the IT organization. I ran the finance and HR tools in our IT organization, working for the CFO at the time.
Okay.
And shortly after that, I moved into the corporate IT organization, working for the CIO, running our worldwide infrastructure, our data center, our networks, our help desk, our email and SharePoint environments. And while I was in that job, the CIO got a promotion. And so you can look at either as in the right place at the right time or the wrong place at the wrong time. And I moved in the CIO job. And so I spent time as the Microsoft CIO.
Excellent.
Worldwide. And it was during that period of time when Steve Ballmer and Bill Gates called a meeting about 5 years ago and said, the future of our company is selling our software over the internet as a service. They had a small group of people there, myself and some engineering leaders. And the reason they included me is because they wanted to take the operational skills we had in our IT organization and couple that with the engineering talent that we had to deliver our software as a service over the internet. Excellent. And so I moved from the CIO job shortly after that full-time into our Microsoft business groups driving our Microsoft online business.
So that, I mean, that brings up a good point, just to kind of dig a little bit into that. It's always fun to talk about that, those kind of meetings, but what was like their reaction when Steve and Bill made that sort of proclamation? Because there's always been the talk of software as a service, right, et cetera.
Well, it's interesting. You know, this was 5 years ago, and they were very clear. This is the future of the company. And it's great for customers. It's great for Microsoft. It's one of those situations that's a complete win-win for each. And it, we didn't talk about cloud computing. We didn't talk about any of the buzzwords you hear today. But they had this vision at that point, and we've invested a lot in terms of infrastructure and engineering and software to have the service that we have today that so many customers rely upon. From my perspective, I was fired up. I was fired up because as CIO, I would talk a lot to other CIOs. And every CIO event I did, a customer would come to me and say, if you do such a great job running your software, why don't you just run it for me? Because I'm sick of running some of this software in my data center. And now this was the opportunity I could go back to those CIOs and say, we'll run it for you. Excellent. Sign up for Microsoft Online. And so it was a great opportunity to take what customers have been asking us to do and give them a vehicle to get that capability delivered to them.
Excellent. So, I mean, let's talk about sort of where we have to go. I mean, we're still sort of early on in this. It was only 5 years ago. We've only been doing it for so long. What's the future look like? What are some of the big challenges yet to be conquered?
Well, you mentioned a couple of things. One, when it comes to our business productivity online suite, we've had huge progress. In fact, right now we're having our mid-year reviews at Microsoft where we, halfway through our fiscal year, we look at business results. We have all the key leaders from across the company in the room. And we just had mid-year review yesterday for the U.S. BPOS customer ads, well over our targets.
Excellent.
All green. Not one sales office in the world is anything but green on our BPOS customer ads. So we see business doing extremely well.
Right.
We have customers deploying onto BPOS extremely well, getting a lot of value and satisfaction out of BPOS. You mentioned earlier Windows Azure.
Mm-hmm.
We had the commercial launch of Windows Azure coming up just around the corner.
Sure.
We have a lot of trials on Windows Azure, a lot of people building applications on Windows Azure. And one of the things to keep in mind is Microsoft, mm-hmm. we always want to have a platform and a set of applications that run on that platform, but also make that platform available out to our customers. It's exactly what we did with Windows and Office. It's exactly what we'll do with our cloud services. Mm-hmm. If you look at the future and what we have to overcome, we have to take every single product that we have in market and make sure we offer that as an online service. We have BPOS today. We have CRM Online today. We have Azure today. We'll have System Center Online here later this calendar year. But every product that we offer today, our customers should expect, will also be offered as an option to consume as an online service. And one of those I'm most excited about is Office. Later this calendar year, we will have Office delivered as an online service where customers can use the Office client, but also use Office web apps in their browser, where they get Word, Excel, PowerPoint capabilities delivered as an Office online application.
Certainly. I mean, and when you think about like the landscape of our competition, right? I mean, you have Google, who basically is absolutely pushing a thin client model. I mean, that's what they're doing. And we're sort of doing more of a fat client, or more of a, what would you call it, a fit client, where we still want to use the computing power of the PC that's in front of you, or the device that's in your hand, and also take advantage of the distribution and whatnot in the cloud. What are your thoughts on like the differences in models? I mean, you don't have to necessarily talk about Google's business model, but how do we differentiate ourselves between going the thin client route, give us all your data, we'll manage it, we'll protect it for you, we'll do all the compute in the cloud as well, so you can just have this little, essentially, dumb client experience, and what really matters to you, the data, we'll take care of it all for you. We tried that. Remember the thing, Hailstorm? Remember how that blew up? We'll store all the stuff for you and take care of it. So talk to me about like the business side.
I mean, if a customer wants 100% thin client, BPOS is great for them.
Okay.
If a customer wants 100% thick client, BPOS is great for them. What we're doing is giving customers the choice because there's no two customers that are alike. There's similarities, but there's a lot of diversity in our customer base. I mean, what we're doing at Microsoft, like we've always done, is we're serving the broad market.
Okay.
We don't want to just serve the hip little 20-year-old. We don't want to just serve the, you know, the kind of the geek with the green eye shades. You know, we want to serve everyone. We want to have great products for everyone.
Okay.
And so whether it's thin client, thick client, a mixture, whether sometimes you're in the office and you're using a Windows PC, but sometimes you're at home, you know, using your Mac at home or your Linux machine, BPOS is great for you. You can use it in any of those scenarios.
Okay.
We have a saying here at Microsoft, three screens in a cloud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, three screens being, you know, your browser, your mobile device, and your client OS.
Okay.
And we serve you well across any of those screens through our cloud services. In fact, of our enterprise customers, 20% of our seats across the enterprise access BPOS through only thin clients. The other 80% will use Outlook.
Okay.
For the email and calendaring capabilities, but 20% don't even use Outlook, they just use thin clients.
Hmm.
And so where we differ from competitors in this space is we've got proven technology, whether you're thin client or thick client, and then also no one else can match our breadth in terms of our portfolio.
Hmm.
If you look at what we offer enterprises or even small businesses or not-for-profits, that breadth of capabilities, the breadth of products we have, no one matches. And so now you not only have that breadth of products that you can run yourself, you also have that option to consume those as a cloud service
mm-hmm.
from Microsoft.
where Microsoft does all of the management and maintenance.
Right, where we take over everything for you. Everything around that, operations, delivery, quality of service. And then to make customers comfortable, make sure they can trust us with that. We have SLAs that are financially backed. We write checks if we don't hit our SLA. We give customers hard dollars back. And that, if you know, if the SLA, if we miss the SLA enough, it can actually be 100% of the money that they paid.
Wow.
We also have a set of certifications in our services, ISO 27001, SAS 70 Type 2 certification, FERPA, HIPAA, a lot of these acronyms that different industries require.
Important ones.
But we make sure those are built into our services, both in the data center as well as in the application, so customers can meet their regulatory and legal requirements. And then they can also have a level of comfort that we have the appropriate oversight controls and audits in place.
Hmm. Interesting. And do you, let's pretend like, so let's say Bill and Steve were right, that in fact the future is the cloud. Of course, that requires that there be consistent connection to the internet, or as Ozzy calls it, you know, occasionally connected systems. But let's assume that we move everything to the cloud, EPOFs and whatnot, and, you know, are we going to be able, like, do you worry about scaling? I mean, as we get all these customers, and I know that BPOS specifically is about businesses. You have business relationships and academic relationships, right? But in some sense, what if the normal user wants to just use an online service for checking their email, like Hotmail, which already, of course already exists, but Hotmail doesn't use BPOS, right?
Well, we actually, first of all, your question about scaling, I have no concerns about scaling.
No concerns.
No, we're designing this for hundreds of millions of users. This isn't something that we're saying, hey, let's try some of these small customers and see how it goes. This is the future of the company.
Okay.
And if you think about this company is all about scale and breadth. So there is no concern at all on scale.
Okay.
And we've made the investments in the software, the operations, the infrastructure around the world to ensure we have that scale.
Okay.
The question on, you know, if I'm a consumer or if I'm a business user, you know, one of the things you to keep in mind, we've been in, as a company, we've been in cloud computing for 15 years. When we launched MSN in 1995, we started our entry into cloud computing. So this is an area we've been learning about. And if you look at our properties across the company, we actually have more users than anyone. If you look at Hotmail, you look at Live ID, you look at Exchange Hosted Services and the number of emails per month that go through our cloud for filtering and hygiene, we have huge scale today.
Okay.
And what we also will be able to provide is not only the capabilities to businesses, but also consumers. You know, what's the number one way to get an email in the world today? It's Outlook. Whether you're a consumer or whether you're a business, you're using Outlook. And Outlook works against your consumer account or your business account. Mm-hmm. And we're doing quite a bit of work to make sure we can drive the benefits and the scale we have in consumer world so we can take the consumerization and move that into IT organizations. Windows 7 is a great example of that. We often hear from customers, hey, you know, my users are all using Windows 7 at home. They want to use that in the office as well. And that's what's really driving Windows 7 into the office is the fact that it's been so popular in the consumer market. It's the same thing with Outlook. Everyone loves Outlook. They use Outlook repeatedly. The calendaring capabilities they have in Outlook, the sharing of calendars, the free busy, the sorting of email, the folders, that's something that whether you're a consumer or your business is something that's very intuitive and easy to use and something you like. And then you take that and say you go to your example of thin client, you don't want to use a thin client, you don't want you to have any software bits. Well, you know what, you got Outlook Web Access. And if you look at Outlook Web Access today, the latest version, you really can't tell the difference between Outlook. The capabilities are very similar. The look and feel is very similar. So we take that same very easy, intuitive feeling in your tools, and we apply that whether you're in the browser or whether you're in the client.
Absolutely. I mean, it's interesting that you mentioned that because I usually ride the connector home. which of course we have wireless on, which is nice. So of course you can work on the way to work, and you can work on the way home to work, and then you can work at home.
That's right.
So it's interesting that with the thick client model, you have that sort of synchronization lag, right? It has to connect to the exchange service and then sync everything. But when you just go from the website, it's instant.
Right.
And so it seems like it's a good point in the sense that there's a time and place for each one. One isn't always better than the other. The thin client, you have to be connected to the network all the time. Right. Otherwise, it's completely useless.
Yeah, it always depends. I was in an airport at a layover not long ago, and the internet connectivity stunk.
Uh-huh.
And so it's real sporadic. Well, I was using Outlook, and because of cache mode in Outlook,
mm-hmm.
You can not worry about the internet. It doesn't impact your work when the internet connectivity is back, mail flows. When it's down, mm-hmm. you don't have mail flowing, but you can work through your cached content.
Absolutely.
And so that's our strategy across the board with our cloud services is, we're going to assume you're going to have strong internet connectivity, but we can't assume that it's 100% connectivity worldwide. Again, we're serving the breadth market.
Mm-hmm.
We have users in China, Madagascar, Sri Lanka, Colombia, number of places that are going over satellite. Mm-hmm. And you can't assume they have this huge network performance. And so that model will change. What users will choose will change based on the scenario, and we'll support all of those scenarios.
Excellent. So, and finally, we talked a little bit about the future, but what are some of the big things you guys are working on now that you can talk about?
Well, the big thing is we have what we call Wave 14 coming out this calendar year, where we'll have new communication collaboration software across Office, SharePoint, Office Communication, and this will be across our server and our online products. One of the things that's a great advantage of an online service is we don't have to wait for a server release. In the past, when you had only client software releases and server software releases, people couldn't consume a weekly, monthly, or quarterly release of the software. They'd want it on a yearly, maybe 2, 3, 4 year basis.
Mm-hmm.
With an online service, you can release much more frequently. Now, what we do is we do a quarterly release. So every quarter, we have a new release of our online services. We've got a lot of feedback from customers that they don't want it more frequently than that. And the reason is that not that they have to touch their hardware or anything like that, but they have to train their users or communicate to their users. So they don't want users coming in and saying, what's the change of the day?
Mm.
They want to control the releases so that they can make sure users are prepared for that. So we do a quarterly release cycle. So we're always improving those releases every quarter. But the big change for us will be later this calendar year when we have our Wave 14 services that launch.
Mm.
And that will really take us to the next level. What we'll have, and some of the things that we've got coming, full voice capabilities across our services, not just within BPOS, but people within BPOS to outside of BPOS. And that's not what you might see in a Skype. These are really enterprise voice capabilities, business voice capabilities.
Okay.
What you'll see are the collaboration capabilities that, like in Office web applications I mentioned, SharePoint. We've got a ton of work in application development in SharePoint. When you look at SharePoint, it's not just a great collaboration tool, fastest growing collaboration tool over the last few years, but it's also an application development platform that users, customers can build applications on top of. And we have that quite a bit right now with our existing customers, and we'll continue to enhance that.
Great.
And if you look at, just look at Outlook, if you go into Outlook Web Access now,
mm-hmm.
you'll see the integration of not just email, but instant messaging and communications so that you can have the presence information. You can do the chat through Outlook Web Access while you're doing email and have that, kind of that multi-string communication going with people either via email or via chat and presence. So there's a number of things that we're doing, and I think what you'll see as the world moves to the cloud is it's not going to happen overnight. One of those misperceptions is that the cloud is something that just everyone's going to move to, and next week everyone's going to be in the cloud. Well, a lot of organizations have legacy systems. There's different complexities. There are outsourcing contracts that exist. Yada yada. There's a number of different things where I think it's going to be a gradual progression. And you're going to see a lot of organizations that maybe a startup will be 100% in the cloud. But maybe organizations that's been around for a while will start with one app and then move two apps and then three applications in the cloud. But the number one thing I think you have to look at if you're making that decision is who's going to be around long-term in this business, who's going to be committed to these types of applications, and who's going to have the broadest portfolio for me. Because it's important to make sure you have that integration across those cloud applications you might rely upon. And so we definitely think the world is moving there. We want to make sure our customers can move as fast as they want to the cloud, whether they want to move everything to the cloud today or whether they want to select applications and move over a period of time.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your time. It was great meeting you.
Appreciate the opportunity.
All right. And it looks like the Microsoft Cloud is, you know, a real vision that's successful.
Yeah, I think it's more than a vision. It's real today. It's there today. And it's the leader in the industry.
All right. Well, hey, thank you, Ron.
Appreciate it.
Take care.